Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
Mexico advanced at the World Cup 2-0 over Ecuador, leading 2-0 in the first half, outshooting them at the time 8-1 in about the first 30 minutes. Mexico will now face the England-Congo winner this Sunday. France advanced to play Paraguay July 4th in Philadelphia. The French were 3-0 winners over Sweden. Kylian Mbappe, two more goals. Norway will face Brazil this Sunday in the round of 16. Norway eliminated Ivory Coast 2-1 on a goal in the 86th minute by Erling Haaland. The U.S. plays Wednesday night against Bosnia and Herzegovina. LeBron James told the Lakers he will play elsewhere this coming season. The Clippers are sending Kawhi Leonard to Toronto for two first-rounders and Brandon Ingram. In the WNBA's Commissioner's Cup Final, New York over Las Vegas, 93-85. Serena Williams lost her first-round match at Wimbledon. In baseball, Detroit sent the Yankees to a sixth straight loss.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, just $29.95. Wrangler men's and women's Western shirts, 15% off. 15% off Carhartt jackets. And at D&J, you'll find everything you need for camping under the stars, as well as snake-proof gaiters and UPF sun protection clothing. Plus, gift certificates and special orders are always welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, July 1st, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
City of Paso Robles releases full guide on 4th of July celebration. Councilmember Chris Beal launches re-election campaign. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny. Highs in the low 70s. It's 54 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. With the upcoming 4th of July celebration at Barney Schwartz Park and more than 10,000 guests expected, the City of Paso Robles has released an information guide for visitors to help make the evening more enjoyable. The city says limited free parking is available in Barney Schwartz's paved lots, with off-site walking distance parking available across Union Road, east of the Paso Robles Sports Club, and east of Fire Station 3. Designated rideshare and pedestrian drop-off pickups are in front of the Barney Schwartz soccer fields. Parts of the park will be closed July 3rd and 4th for formal setup. Road closures will also be in effect until the event has safely cleared, such as Union Road at Highway 46 East at 7 p.m. on July 4th. There will also be no left turns allowed from the westbound Highway 46 or right down from eastbound 46 at that time. The fireworks show will begin at about 9:15 p.m. The city advises attendees to not bring their pets, alcoholic beverages, barbecues, or fireworks of any kind. Northbound traffic on the US 101 slowed down significantly yesterday afternoon, just north of the Cuesta Grade, after an oak tree fell into lanes of the highway. CHP says the tree fell at about 1:41 p.m. and blocked the number one lane and some of the number two lane. Smaller vehicles were able to pass the tree using the number one lane, but larger vehicles were unable to pass. Traffic cleared later that afternoon as the tree was removed. Chris Beale launches re-election campaign for Passerable City Council, District 1. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. Current District 1 Passerable City Councilmember Chris Beale announced her re-election campaign on Sunday during a kickoff party. Beale said, quote, "One of the most rewarding parts of this job has been helping residents understand how local government works and how they can most effectively engage on issues they care about." Beale was elected in 2024 to represent District 1 after Sharon Roden was appointed to fill the seat until the election in 2024. Beale's campaign says she'll focus on issues such as affordable housing, parks and community spaces, jobs and economic diversity, pedestrian and traffic safety, and helping residents navigate city government. So far, she is the only candidate officially listed for District 1 on the City of Paso Robles website. The County Sheriff's Office has released a reminder for residents that all fireworks, other than permitted professional displays, are prohibited in all unincorporated areas of San Luis Obispo County. These include the community of Oceano, Cayucas, Napomo, Avila Beach, Shandon, Creston, Santa Margarita, San Miguel, and all other unincorporated areas. The Sheriff's Office will be deploying maximum staffing throughout the county and taking a zero-tolerance approach. Penalties for illegal fireworks violations include $1,000 per violation. Crime Stoppers is also offering a reward of $500 for information that leads to the identification and arrest of individuals possessing illegal fireworks with the intent to sell them. The Grover Beach Police Department released a case highlight yesterday on social media for a case back in May. Police responded to a report of a burglary that occurred at Bob's Car Wash on the 200 block of West Grand Avenue. Officers were informed that a suspect broke into the door and stole coins. The Grover Beach Police Department says the suspect stole from the machine a second time and was unsuccessful after several other attempts. Police identified the suspect as 43-year-old Anthony Chargalaff of Grover Beach and that he resided just across the street from the car wash. Upon being arrested, Mr. Chargalaff was found to be in possession of a stolen cargo trailer with illegal firearms, ammunition, and property. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Mariners beat the Angels 8-3, the Diamondbacks over the Giants 8-2, Dodgers beat the Athletics 9-3, the Cubs over the Padres 9-7, the Tigers beat the Yankees 9-3. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Athletics, the Padres will go against the Cubs, the Giants will face the Diamondbacks, the Yankees will go against the Tigers. In California news, on Tuesday, the State Senate's Elections Committee rejected a proposal that would block anyone listed in California's three-tiered sex offender registration system from running for public office. The vote was 2-1-2. A male juvenile was taken into custody last night for the alleged murder of an infant girl. Emergency officials were dispatched to the 1400 block of Lynn Oak Drive in Los Angeles County. They determined an infant girl had been thrown to the floor by a juvenile at the residence. The juvenile's arraignment hearing is scheduled for July 2nd. He's been taken into the Los Padrinos Juvenile Hall. A tenured professor at San Jose State University, California, was fired last year over pro-Palestinian activism posts on social media and activity on campus. After several appeals, Professor Sang-Hee Kil was granted her job back when it was ruled that the California State University system violated free speech laws. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. The USDA has rolled out Phase 4 of the Meat and Poultry Processing Expansion Program to provide grants that help eligible meat and poultry processors expand domestic capacity. Rural Business Cooperative Service Acting Administrator Victoria Collins says that this is all an effort to better support American livestock and poultry producers.
Expanding local processing capabilities and strengthening supply chains within our rural communities is critical to give producers the tools that they need to boost that meat production and continue feeding our nation. We've heard from our producers that having these small and very small processors in their community is often the only option that they have to process cattle. And so having this access to capital for these processors is critical to the whole supply chain.
Collin describes the criteria for eligibility.
The types of entities that we're looking for include, it could be for-profit organizations, nonprofit organizations, producer-owned cooperatives, tribes and tribal entities. Private-owned entities must be independently owned and operated, and all entities must be domestically owned here in the United States. And the processing facility must also be physically located and operating in the United States or its territories.
Applications will be accepted through August 7th, 2026.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional Auction happening August 5th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Los Angeles, Sacramento, and Tulare locations with in-person inspections available. Choose from agriculture equipment, earth-moving equipment, compact construction equipment, and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. That's rbauction.com/Los Angeles.
Hello, everybody. This is Ty Thompson, Northern Livestock Video here in Billings. We just concluded our big early summer special, 50,000 head of cattle on record-breaking prices for all classes with big, big demand. Our next sale is our big summertime classic. That'll be July 20, 21, and 22. That consignment deadline is this coming Thursday on July the 2nd. If you want to be part of that catalog, get a hold of us at 866-616-5035. Go to northernlivestockvideo.com for all the details.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.
At Michael's Optical, our opticians in Atascadero fit and adjust glasses with precision, comfort, and confidence. At Michael's Optical, they offer expert repairs, all with a personal touch. And because of their certification with the American Board of Opticianry, Michael's Optical's opticians have a distinct understanding of your eyeglass prescriptions. At Michael's Optical, we have an in-house finishing lab, which means faster processing time for your prescription. And don't forget, the summer savings on sunglasses at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero, where Michael and Kathy Nutt have been providing fashionable eyewear for 47 years.
Look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. California Farm Bureau this month joined more than 100 agricultural organizations in a letter urging congressional appropriators to provide additional funding and staffing support for local U.S. Department of Agriculture offices of the Farm Service Agency and Natural Resources Conservation Service. The coalition highlighted growing concerns that staffing reductions, retirements, and workforce attrition have led to delays and service disruptions in USDA field offices across the country, including in California. The offices play a critical role in administering farm programs, conservation assistance, disaster relief, and technical support for farmers, According to the letter, several USDA agencies have experienced significant workforce losses during the past year, creating challenges for producers seeking timely access to programs and services. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to Kate John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Clouds this morning giving way to sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the low 70s. Southwest winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, low 50s. Southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the mid 70s. Southwest winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Friday, sunny skies Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, sunny on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday next week. Low 80s Friday into the weekend, and on Monday and Tuesday, 88 a week from today. Currently, it is 54 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slab. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed to start the third quarter. There are no clues about where interest rates are heading coming from Fed Chair Kevin Warsh. He's at a bank panel discussion today and refused to address interest rates, though he did say inflationary risks have cooled since the last Fed meeting. The latest ISM report on manufacturing says economic activity expanded last month, though at a slower pace. Payroll processing company ADP says job growth from private employers increased by 98,000 in June, slightly less than expected, but in the range of a healthy job market. And outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says job cuts were down 53% last month. And Nestle, owner of Nescafe and Nespresso coffees, says it's getting ready to expand into matcha products. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you. Would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Celebrate the 4th of July and America's 250th birthday with your friends, family, and neighbors at Barney Schwartz Park in Paso Robles, Saturday, July 4th, starting at 4. Enjoy the Family Fun Zone, live music by Garden Party and Steppin' Out, and a food truck zone all day long until the stunning fireworks show at dark. parking and admission are free. So come celebrate America at Barney Schwartz Park on July 4th in Paso Robles. Find out more at prcity.com/July 4th. That's prcity.com/July and the number 4.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
Wood Printer and Graphics in Paso Robles, they help you promote your event, your business, and other things, not only construction, drawings, and blueprints. They specialize in flyers, business cards, brochures, vinyl banners, and much, much more. So bring it all to the Blue Printer and Graphics around the corner of 4th and Spring in Paso Robles, and they're open weekdays 8:30 to 5.
I've got deals on latex beds. I've got deals on memory foam beds.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
I've got beds with springs, hybrids, where they got springs and memory foam, or springs and latex, or some with even springs, latex, and memory foam. I've got them all.
Big savings now on mattresses of all shapes and sizes at the Mattress Specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. During the times of military conflict, soldiers sometimes desert the army to go home to their families. But in the mid-1800s, with no military conflict, soldiers were still deserting the army. And these soldiers didn't go home. On the 1st of July in 1848, the Army in Northern California numbered 1,290 soldiers. Over the next 18 months, over half of these men deserted. During this time, so many sailors jumped ship that the Pacific Squadron's commander advised the Navy that, for the present and, I fear, for years to come, it will be impossible for the United States to maintain any naval establishment in California. Just what caused all of these desertions? Two words: gold fever. Gold had been discovered outside Sacramento, California. An army private earned $6 a month, while men mining gold were taking $200 to $300 a day. A soldier who succumbed to the call of gold wrote, "A frenzy seized my soul. Piles of gold rose up before me at every step. Thousands of slaves bowed down to my beck and call. Myriads of fair virgins contended for my love. In short, I have a violent attack of gold fever." Lieutenant William Tecumseh Sherman, who incidentally had to work on the side as a surveyor in order to make ends meet, said, "None remain behind but we poor devils of officers who are restrained by honor." But the deserters were pursued. Lieutenant Sherman at one time single-handedly captured 18 deserters. However, more often than not, when soldiers were sent after deserters, the pursuers and the pursued all ended up in the gold fields. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When friends and family come to visit this summer, you want them close, but maybe not that close. Give your guests a stay that they'll love at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Your guests can relax in elegant rooms, enjoy vineyard views, and experience award-winning food and wine. It's the perfect balance of hosting and having your space. With the Tuscan Vita offer, guests who stay two nights receive 50% off their second night. Book their summer getaway now at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner-broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. With the upcoming 4th of July celebration at Barney Schwartz Park and more than 10,000 guests expected, the City of Paso Robles has released an information guide for visitors to help them make the evening more enjoyable. It includes a list of all parking spaces and drop-off options. City also says tells attendees to not bring their pets, alcoholic beverages, barbecues, or fireworks of any kind. The Grover Beach Police Department released a case highlight yesterday on social media for a case back in May. Police responded to a report of a burglary that occurred at Bob's Car Wash on the 200 block of West Grand Avenue. The suspect was identified as 43-year-old Anthony Chargalef, who resided just across the street from the car wash. He was found to be in possession of a stolen cargo trailer with illegal firearms and ammunition. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny. Highs in the low 70s. It's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Papa. President Trump on board his new ride to North Dakota.
I said to Boeing, what's the best one? They said, this is the best plane ever built. And you're going to have the privilege of flying it. And I have a privilege also of flying it. But this is the first flight.
The plane, a gift of Qatar. He's traveling there for the opening of the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library. On Iran, President Trump says they are having very good meetings in Qatar. And that nation's Amir says Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner discuss U.S.-Iran negotiations and developments in Lebanon. Frustrated residents near the burned-out frozen food warehouse in the Boyle Heights neighborhood of Los Angeles.
Dead body smell.
You know, the stench of rotting food.
I just want them to get rid of the food so, like, it could stop smelling.
The warehouse caught fire June 17, burning for 8 days. Health officials say the decaying food poses ongoing public health concerns. America's listening to Fox News.
Sign up now for tips from the master, a trainer's trainer, Gary Whiting, who has trained Olympic and extreme athletes. Sunday, July 19th, Kennedy Club Fitness, starting at 2. 40 years ahead of the science, you'll learn about nutrition, intestinal cleansing, and more. Learn from the master, Gary Whiting, the formula for the optimal lifestyle and the 7 laws of radiant overall health. Tips from the master, Sunday, July 19th, Kennedy Club Fitness. For more information, go to GaryWhiting.com or 530-410-5270.
Lint Patrol specializes in dryer vent cleaning. You can trust Dylan with Lint Patrol to keep your vents clean and safe, and this helps your dryer run more efficiently and reduces the risk of a house fire. Dylan has over 6 years of appliance preventative maintenance experience and is knowledgeable in all things appliance care. This is an affordable, simple way to help protect your home. Contact Dylan today at 805-975-5176 or visit lintpatrolca.com. Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Clouds giving way to sunny skies, the usual. Highs right around 70. Couple of clouds, but mostly clear tonight and overnight. Lows right around 50. And we'll be in the mid-70s for your Thursday here in the North County. And heading out to our nice weekend, mid-80s on Friday. Same for your 4th of July. Low 80s on Sunday and Monday. Mid-80s Tuesday. Upper 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 11. Up and down, 5:51 a.m., 8:23 p.m. And we are at 55 degrees. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Paso Robles Glass. You'll love the Milgard Trendstick Series windows and the absolutely stunning doors. All right, coming up this afternoon, some issues out there at the airport. You can read about it in Cal Coast News. Karen has an article this morning. But first up will be Chuck Bell talking about the election, looking at things. And then Julie Tacker will be in to talk about the airport and in the bleeding revenue and the taxpayer money that we're not getting again. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. When you need a plumber, 24/7, same day service, 805-466-6188. Call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL, as we are on the backstretch and we are headed for home, sweet home.
Scream and shout.
The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
All righty. We're going to take a fast quiz here. You can answer the questions before they're answered. This is an interview of people on the beach as beachgoers fail the basic 4th of July trivia. All right. Again, you'll hear the question. You can answer it maybe before the people that are being interviewed.
Do we celebrate the 4th of July?
I honestly couldn't answer that.
Well, actually not sure.
We celebrate the birthday of America.
To be lit and enjoy life.
How old is America turning this year?
Oh. I have no idea.
58. Is it actually?
No.
250?
Where do we declare our independence from?
Explain that a little bit further. What do you mean by where?
The United States.
Great Britain.
Mozambique, Africa.
What was the name of the war in which we fought for our independence?
Civil War.
The Civil War.
Yeah.
No.
Oh God.
I actually don't know.
The Rev.
Bro, I don't know.
French and Indian War. World War II. The Revolutionary War.
What was the name of the general that led us to victory in the Revolutionary War?
Does it begin with an A?
Washington?
General
Lee.
Hitler.
It was not Hitler.
Then I have no idea.
What year did we declare our independence?
This is a very wild guess. The 1920.
1786.
1776.
1654.
Higher.
1730.
Higher.
1748.
Higher.
1778.
Democrats, they like to say Donald Trump is a king, but we know we don't have kings in this country because we kicked a king to the curb. What was his name?
Oh my God. Might need some multiple choice here.
King Tut.
Julius Caesar.
King Charles or something?
Neptune?
King George?
Who signed the Declaration of Independence?
William Shakespeare.
Lincoln?
Benjamin Franklin?
George Washington?
John Hancock?
John
Wick?
George Bush?
Can't make that stuff up, folks. That's great. I'll give them credit for at least having the, I guess you can say, guts to willing to be on camera and answer the wrong questions. All right. Let's see here on the email. On the email. USA. Kevin, when Rick was doing the country store years ago, he read a piece of trivia which explained that if you took the entire world population and placed them in the state of Maryland, and how big the piece of property would be for. This calls in the question, the thought that the world is overly populated, or is it because we all want to live in the same area? I don't know if it's that we all want to live in the same area, but, you know, the founding, and if you go around the world, where are most of the cities near? That would be H2O, water. So it stems from that. Now, there are a lot of people that they, you know, they pay extra to live, you know, on the coast and so forth and around lakes and so forth. As much as I love going to the ocean, matter of fact, I was just down there this last, I would not want to live near it. I think it would ruin my enjoyment. It might make me lazier. I'd be afraid of that. That's, I think. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin. Kevin, you know, I'm a little disappointed in Templeton because they didn't discontinue selling their fireworks. Kind of proud of San Miguel because San Miguel saw the benefit of not having fireworks, and they discontinued it. I think it'd be so much better if our whole county discontinued selling, allowing them to sell safe and sane fireworks, which we know is kind of a ridiculous statement to make them mad because we live in an area where we shouldn't be, you know, it's one thing living in Compton and doing those fireworks, is another thing about living out here in the community and doing it. I know that they say, oh, well, you know, it's a fundraiser, but you know what? The benefits, I don't think, I think that it's all about money. And I think we could come up with the money besides selling the fireworks.
Well, what would you come up with?
What would I come up with for, you mean for the money?
Yeah.
I think there's a variety of different things that you could do.
Like what?
Well, you know, they could do bake sales. They could do all kinds of things, you know. They could have concerts. They could, you know. But the bottom line is I don't think that selling fireworks.
The fireworks, and I forget, were both of them in San Miguel, I mean the ones for sale in San Miguel and Templeton, were they for the Boy Scouts?
No, I'm not sure.
I forget which organization.
Uh-huh.
I bet they wouldn't be able to get the same amount of money by selling having a bake sale.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I guess you gotta kind of weigh it. If we knew that it was the Boy Scouts, which I'm 100% for, and they said, "Hey, you know, we're doing this because we're discontinuing the fireworks," I think I'd donate. I really would. I just think it's ridiculous for us to allow a community to go ahead and do that, even though they say, well, statistically, they've never said that the fireworks have caused these certain fires. But I just say it's just, well, let's just look at the problem that they had in Templeton and what occurred there with safe and sane fireworks. So,
wouldn't you consider that more of a vandalism and crime?
Well, it's all like you're driving a car and somebody is crazy and drives it onto the sidewalk. It doesn't necessarily mean that their car was responsible for it. It was the person, and that's the same thing with the Safe and Sane fireworks. You know, they used it, and they used the Safe and Sane fireworks to vandalize that property. So,
I don't know if they were Safe and Sane fireworks, but the results were still tragic.
They were.
Devastating to the family and the community, there's no doubt. I just, and again, I'm just throwing this thing out here for the sake of conversation.
Okay.
How far can and should we minimize any risks?
Well, I think when something is as obvious as the fireworks are concerned, there's one thing.
Okay, you say as obvious. And that's why that there were debates in some of the cities around the county, because people would disagree with you saying it's obvious. So,
well, when you play with fire, there's a good chance that it could get away with you instead of playing with water. All right, and these people are playing with fire, and when you put youngsters and people that are don't make good decisions with dangerous items, and I do believe that fire is a dangerous item, you have more of a chance of having a degree of damage done or harm to a human than if you were playing with water.
I don't know this, but is there an age limit on buying fireworks? I'm guessing there is.
Yeah, but does it stop a young child from using the little sparklers, right? I mean, you don't have to be.
I know that, and again, I'm just having a nice little back and forth here.
No, I know.
There are a lot of laws that kids can't do things, buy things, or drink things. So it gets back to my basic question: how far do you want to go, or do you think we can go to minimize?
Well, I think we can go to the degree that if you purchase them, you have to be a certain age, and that if you hand them out to somebody, that you have to supervise who it is that you hand them out to. But that doesn't always happen. So,
well, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen in most things.
Yeah, well, that's true, but that doesn't mean that we should just open the door and allow it if we know that it has the potential of being harmful.
Well, okay. Again, I'm just we're. You're being kind, sir. What doesn't have the potential for danger?
Well, there's certain degrees of what we consider the potential of being hazardous, as I explained. Playing with a water hose is quite a bit different than playing with a sparkler, mm-hmm. Okay?
Right.
So that's a degree that I say, all right? I mean, if you want to look at it and say, again, life is dangerous, I agree, it's very dangerous, especially when you have unpredictable people that do things that are lacking common sense. And that's the way life is. But as sane people with good responsibility, we say we set some rules, some boundaries that allow our community to help them to make good, sound decisions. And one of those sound decisions is not putting fireworks in teenagers' hands that are out there trying to show off or demonstrate how dangerous they can behave. So, those are some of the things that I believe. Now, the young men... Oh, go ahead.
No, I said okay.
Oh, okay. Well, the young men that did this damage to the feed building there in Templeton was a perfect example of something getting out of control. And where were the parents at that time? And who gave them the fireworks? And, those are all good questions that don't have really good answers for him, and I'm really kind of proud of our DA for doing what he did do, because I think it made a good example for a lot of other youngsters who may want to do that. Go ahead.
Well, we don't know, because we don't know what the results are going to be. Now, my understanding that this kid, he was a 36-year-old adult, what they went to Bakersfield or somewhere, and he bought the fireworks, because in California I found out you have to be at least 16 years old to buy fireworks. So, you know, there's obviously some other questions here regarding this, shall we say, relationship. But I always like to go back to how far, because you remember Jack O'Connell. And Jack O'Connell's famous phrase was, if we can save just one. And I'm not necessarily disagreeing with you, considering the area that we live in. However, I have seen government use the authority or power to inflict laws, and I mean inflict laws and rules, because they say if we can just save one. And I don't necessarily agree with that.
I agree. Whenever government's involved, sometimes it just goes overboard and beyond what's really necessarily needed. But, you know, let's put it this way. One person complains, and all of a sudden our politicians decide, well, we're just going to start, you know, an amendment or a law to so that that doesn't happen. When it's ridiculous that the topic was even brought up, that there was a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. All right.
Take care.
All right. Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, on the text, San Miguel was through the fire department. Yeah, that's why I always got a kick, because you would buy them right next to the fire department there. The fireworks sold in San Miguel went to buying equipment for the firehouse. Okay. Yeah, I thought was the one in San Miguel, was it for Boy Scouts or something, or the FFA? I forget. All right, let's see here on the email. Fireworks, bake sale, or T-shirts, hats, flags, lawn windmills, spinners. People aren't going to come, and not to the degree, because remember, they only did this, for the 3 or 4 days, whatever it was, before 4th of July. You're not going to sit out there and have people sitting there telling hats and flags. They're not going to do it. That's not going to raise enough money. Or I shouldn't say enough. It's not going to raise money for them compared to this. So maybe you have some thoughts on that. It doesn't affect me. It never has affected me. Should I say something I don't like to say, such as full disclosure? When we lived in town, yep, we did the safe and sane. And we had the hose on our concrete porch in the back of the house. That's what we did. And we'd either buy them from Templeton or even San Miguel, depending on who had the better stuff. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Your previous caller was putting out bogus information. The fireworks used to burn down the Templeton feed and grain were not safe and sane fireworks. Right in the county DA's office, press release indicated the fireworks were dangerous, illegal fireworks, purposely shot by people into the feed and grain at 11:30 at night. They were not safe and sane fireworks.
Okay, your thoughts on the general subject?
I don't have a problem with safe and sane fireworks being sold.
Okay.
You know what? We've been selling them for years. It's part of the 4th of July in the United States. And sparklers and things like that, things that make smoke, things that are sparklers. It just takes we're going to get rid of them because parents can't responsibly guide their kids and manage and supervise their kids. I don't know.
Okay.
But I don't have a problem with safe and sane fireworks, bottom line. And I was a firefighter.
Oh, okay. All right, sir. Well, thanks for giving us that information regarding the DA's office.
You're welcome. Take care. Have a good day.
You too. Okay, good morning. I was a kid back in the 50s. We had fireworks. We also had adult supervision back when that meant something. Well, okay. Leave It to Beaver ain't coming back. That's just the reality. You know, we can say we grew up in the 50s and the 60s and maybe even the 70s and 80s when everybody, every house was, you know, the ward in June. Not reality even then, but I understand the point. So you're not going to change that in this culture. So, you know, I asked the question earlier about the character and the morals of this country. We're not going back to that. You can hope for it like most of us would, but it's not going to happen. In fact, it could get worse, believe it or not. And I don't like to say that, but when you look and see what's going around this country, kind of a little scary. Let's see what else here. What else? Okay, so you minimize, and I always like to go back to Jack O'Connell, if we can save just one. Well, all right, this is it's huge. It's fresh in our memories because of what happened last 4th of July, and we do live in this area. So then we have the so-called experts, the pyrotechnics that we're going to have this display at Barney Schwartz and other places on the coast here. But more cities around the country are doing this. And other than, you know, we know that, you know, again, for most of us, we like to see this on 4th of July representing the magnificent country of the United States of America. But also let's remember that insurance companies play a bigger role than they used to be in, shall we say, activities and where you live and so forth. So just something to consider that, which goes back to the email here on people living where they want to. The call is for questions throughout the world or because people want to live in the same area. Well, in many cases, because people grew, you know, again, the waterways and so forth, and that's where the industrialization were in the bigger cities and so forth. So people naturally, they gravitated to those areas because that's where the work was. And that's where they ended up raising families and generations of families. Not as much as it used to be, because it used to be, maybe it was more prevalent on the East Coast, that if you were born and raised in a certain area, there is a good chance you are probably going to stay within the vicinity of that area, not moving cross-country or things like that. Now, I understand that has changed, but where we want to live, I think, is different, is not necessarily the case, is because we have to live. We have to live in, you know, whatever. It's where your job is. You have no choice. Well, maybe you have a choice. Again, technology playing a little bit there. All right, let's see here. Speaking of our history, folks, this is a day that if you ever have the opportunity, you need to go here. You need to go to Gettysburg. It was on this day in 1863 that the Battle of Gettysburg marked the beginning of the end of the war for the South. However, if you do the tour of Gettysburg, and don't go on the tour bus, do the individual tour, you will find out how close Robert E. Lee came to winning at Gettysburg. There was some communication problems, and if you were there, you would understand the distance and going over some of the topography there of what caused one of the problems. Not 100% that may have happened, but it is an interesting part to think about what if in history.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Northbound traffic on the US 101 slowed down significantly yesterday afternoon just north of the Cuesta Grade after an oak tree fell into the lanes of the highway. CHP says the tree fell at about 1:41 p.m. Eventually, it was cleared. The County Sheriff's Office has released a reminder for residents that all fireworks, other than permitted professional displays, are prohibited in all unincorporated areas of San Luis Obispo County. They'll be on a maximum enforcement period with zero tolerance approaches. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny. Highs in the low 70s. It's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Karen will have first up Chuck Bell. They will be examining the election. Then Julie Tacker. They're going to be talking about the bleeding of the revenue out at the Paso Robles Airport. She has a great article. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.